And now this is a dictation for James Schimmel, S-C-H-I-M-M-E-L, April 2nd, 44. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Schimmel, who has recent acute subacute renal failure in relation to urinary retention enlargement of the prostate, Foley catheter. Since I saw him a month ago, Foley catheter removed. Comes accompanied with wife. He has morbid obesity, uses a walker, denied hospital admission, weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting dysphagia, has chronic diarrhea without bleeding, sometimes incontinental stool. He says to be able to empty his bladder with some nocturia, denies cloudiness of blood, denies a feeling of incomplete emptying, and he says that the flow is fair. Chronic edema, no ulcers, chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, non-chest pain, palpitation, syncope, other review system for skin cancer, one lesion removed on the shin area, another one by upside and to be treated on the left side of the face. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight Coumadin anticoagulation, diabetes cholesterol management inhalers, presently no blood pressure treatment, prior lisinopril, losartan discontinue, as well as Lasix. Next paragraph, present weight 272. Blood pressure 110s, 120s over 70s. He's large, obese person, uses a walker, normal speech, very distant heart breath sounds from body size, but no rattles, wheezes. Also distant heart tones, but appears to be regular. I don't hear a rap. Tympanic abdomen, no tenderness. 4+ edema below the knees bilateral. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries. From August. Shows recent blood test is from today. And that shows an improvement on the creatinine from recently as high as 2.78 down to 1.75. If this will be a steady state, representing a GFR of 39, stage 3B. A normal potassium acid base, minor low sodium, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, present glucose in the 130s, PSA elevated at 3.85, recent INR 2.8, recent diabetes A1C at 7.7, and anemia around 10 with a normal red blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. acute, subacute renal failure in relation to enlargement of the prostate and obstructed uropathy, urinary retention, kidney function improve, folic catheter out, has a follow-up with urology by the end of this month. I still would like to have a post-void residual to make sure that there is no ongoing retention. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He remains off ACE inhibitors, ARBs, and diuretics. Blood pressure is stable in the normal low. Other chemistries as indicated above, anticoagulated for history of AFib. He is large, obese person, and that will explain lower extremity edema. He's a prior smoker, has hypoventilation, and has used CPAP machine in the past. He has a diagnosis of T1Q esterase deficiency. Although it has not compromised soft tissues on the neck or pharyngeal area. This is a diagnosis many years back, University of Michigan at Mayo. Continue chemistries in a regular basis. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife. End of dictation.